Hey, welcome to It's Just Life with mother-daughter combo Karen and Gia. In this podcast, we'll chat about the ups and downs of life here on planet Earth. Come along for the ride.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on It's Just Life podcast, where we are a mother-daughter duo who talk about the ups and downs of life on this crazy planet, which seems like it gets crazier by the minute. I'm Karen, the mom of the duo, and I'm glad you're here with us. This is episode number 31.
Hi, everybody. This is Gia, the daughter of the duo. Welcome to our podcast. We have a pretty big topic to discuss today, which was our recent election in the U.S. We recently elected Donald Trump to be president, yesterday, in fact. And we want to talk a little bit about the reaction that everyone has had and how everyone's feeling. And we usually talk about something positive going on in the world at the beginning of each of our podcasts. And I guess I can say that the one positive thing I have felt has come out of this pretty tragic and disappointing election for a lot of people. Obviously not everyone, but a lot of people I know have been very sorely affected. I guess the one positive that came out of it is that I'm seeing so much passion in everyone's responses, and that actually makes me feel really good that like on Facebook, I'm seeing everybody posting about how much they care and how much they want our country and our people to be honored and respected and live the best lives that they can and have the best government and president that they can. So I feel touched that despite this being kind of an ugly outcome, it's really bringing out the heart in everyone. And everyone, it's nice to see people really care about what's going on. I feel like previous elections, people weren't as enthused about, and they sort of were just kind of like, oh, it's out of my hands. Like, you do it for me. You do the government thing for me. You know, like, the president handles decisions. I'm just a civilian. I'm just like, you know, I'm just subject to it. But now I feel like everyone's taking things into their own hands and feeling like, I won't let the system take over anymore. I have so much passion for our country that I want a say in it. So I guess maybe that's one positive that I felt like came out of this election.
Yeah, that's interesting because I was talking to a woman today who lives in New York City, and she said to me, she said one of the things that she learned is how wide the divide is between urban areas in our country and rural areas. And she said, I feel like I've been in a bubble and I haven't even recognized who else is out there in our country. Who else is out there? How do they think? And what are their needs? And so it's good for us to become aware of the fact that we are a diverse population here in this country. Sometimes because we hang out with people who think like we do and have the same values we do, we just assume everyone in the country is similar to us. And it's a good reminder that we cover a huge, broad spectrum, and we need to have respect and compassion for everyone across the spectrum. And at least those of us of higher consciousness have that. That's one of our responsibilities. That's part of what we're here for, is to respect and embrace the whole of mankind. And so if somehow in our thoughts and our actions, we've been leaving out a whole group of people, well, we now know they exist, and we're now aware of them, and that might change how we look at things in the future.
Yeah, I definitely had that reaction, too. I feel like I totally live in a bubble, because not only do, like, 99% of the people that I interact with in person and on social media agree with me that Trump is not a good fit for our president, but also all of the media that I've seen, like from many different sources, it just seems like everyone agrees that this was a total disaster and a joke and like, and honestly a shock. Like, no one even understands how this really happened. including like celebrities. Like I've seen so many celebrities posting about who they're voting for and why it would be ridiculous for Trump to be the president. So I just didn't know how many people out there were really going to support him and like of what consciousness and mindset those people are. And that to me was probably the most shocking thing, that I feel like I'm very isolated here in California. I don't know what the rest of the country, you know, where everybody's at. I'm so disconnected, apparently.
Yeah, and what came through to me is that a lot of those voters were voting for change. They want to see something change. They may not have heard some of the things we heard, so they may not have felt as alarmed about the person they voted for, but they were really voting for something to change in the system. And they're fed up and they're tired of the way things have been. And so it's hard to criticize people who want change, because we know spiritually change is a good thing. And evolution and life depend upon change. And so it's something, you know, it's a little painful for us to wrap our heads around and embrace this change that seems like it's a very negative change. But change itself is a good thing. So I think we have to be open-minded and at least, you know, be curious about, wow, I wonder why this was the next step that we took as a nation. I wonder what will come of this.
But you could also argue that electing our first female president is a big change. And why didn't people want that change more than, you know, some very insane narcissist type of change?
Like, well,
I mean, some people have said that the outcome of this election proves that sexism is stronger than racism, because like voting, you know, not being willing to elect a woman shows the sexism or the fear of that divine feminine power rising, where people are more comfortable with someone who's like pretty outwardly racist like Trump.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. I was just thinking back historically, black men got the right to vote in our elections 50 years before women got the right to vote. 50 years. That's a long time. And so black men, because they were men, were considered in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution to be equal. All men are created equal. That's what the document said. And so black men were given the right to vote because they were men. But women still had to fight for 50 more years before getting the right to vote. So that's how deep misogyny is, and how long it took to make that change alone, just to be able to vote in an election. And so maybe in some ways, maybe we thought this was just going to happen this year, like overnight, this was magically going to happen. And maybe this is a longer battle and a longer fight than we imagined.
Yeah, I think everyone was hoping that this would be the election when we finally elect a woman. Like it seemed like it was plausible, I guess, because this was the first time a woman was elected to either of the two biggest parties, Republican or Democrat. And so maybe we're still building, like you said, toward that becoming a reality, because like in the past, there were no women on any ballot. And then maybe there were no women, you know, there were women in the third parties as candidates, but not in the major two. And now we had a major Democratic female nominee or candidate, and we were really excited about it, but maybe that was like the next step and we're not quite there to electing a woman.
Yeah. And she was, in fact, many men said, she's the most qualified person to ever run for the office. And so we can feel so proud as women that we were able to field such a highly qualified candidate, and at the same time devastated that her qualifications were overlooked because of her gender. And that is still a really painful fact in our society.
Yeah, it hurts really bad. I know a lot of people are extremely confused and feeling so distraught. And that's what I want to talk about on the podcast today, is like how do we deal with the shock of this occurrence? I mean, I for one do not understand the people at all. I cannot commiserate or I don't understand or really have sympathy for the people who did vote for Trump. Their mindset, their consciousness is not something that I can grasp. To me, it seems like this was a very strange upset in the way that we were all going about life and the way that everyone thought things should go. And it sort of made me feel like, oh, this is a very intense reminder that we're not meant to control things the way that we want to. And for the highest spiritual evolution of all, there has to be this shock factor and this there has to be a certain element of like darkness rising up so that we can look at it. And if everything was the way we wanted it to be, we wouldn't expand as much spiritually or as a society in our consciousness. So it's a really disappointing fact that we just won't have control over the progression of our species and of our consciousness. We have to trust that some of the upsets and the shock that come with it could still be a blessing for us.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think that's such a good point you're making, that every now and then life just upsets everything, turns it all upside down, and leaves us to sort it out and figure out how do we put this back together again. It happens to all of us, even individually in our personal lives, and then sometimes something big like this happens to a lot of us all at once. And I wanted to share something that was really interesting to me. Today, the morning after the election, I was scheduled to teach a class on death and dying to a group of college students. And so we arrived at the class this morning, and the whole group of students were completely frantic and upset, feeling a lot of anxiety, wondering what is going on, what will happen. You know, some of them, I don't know, they have student loans to pay off. They have issues in their own lives. They have health care. You know, they're nervous about what changes will this bring about. So we spent a lot of the class talking about it and talking about the divisions that exist in our country that we may have been guilty of being oblivious of. And then one of the girls in the class, because it was a class on death and dying, one of the girls in the class said, but you know, everyone dies. That's the one thing all of us have in common. And that was the perfect segue into our lecture on death and dying. And so we talked about how actually death is the one thing that unites everyone in every society, in every culture, race, religion, and nation around the world. Death is the one thing every human being shares with every other human on the planet. And so it's interesting how death, that we consider to be so negative and frightening, is actually a uniter and one thing that can bring us together. And I just thought that was an interesting point to bring up right now. Well, many of us feel like we've been through a death. We feel like we've lost something and we're grieving now.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's uniting us that we are grieving together. And this is maybe the rock bottom that we needed to hit before we would all come together. And I sort of think, you know, like the way we were trudging about as a society and as humanity, it was like it was going pretty well. It was going okay. But sometimes you have to like break everything down and just start over. And I feel like now we will probably build things from scratch. Like, who knows what's going to happen with Trump as president? Like, who knows how much is going to get demolished that we've worked so hard for? But I think regardless, we're going to build a stronger structure together from the heart and with our hands. And not so much in this external governmental way that's sort of like out of our vicinity, out of our immediate reality, where, you know, changes like political changes and legal changes are so far away from our like personal tangible lives. Maybe now things are going to come right into our hands where we're going to create community and create change right here in our own lives, because we might have to rebuild a lot of what we've been working toward.
And it's so true that we will not take for granted those changes that we have to fight for and build ourselves. We will not take that lightly. We will appreciate how much effort goes into that kind of growth and that kind of change and evolution in our society if we've done it ourselves. And maybe we've been guilty of being a little complacent. And, you know, we live in a democracy with freedom that many people in many other parts of the world have never known, and yet we kind of take that for granted. So I think that will change. I think we're going to appreciate what we have in the future, especially if we have to rebuild it.
Yeah, and I really do feel like we've all been pretty complacent. I mean, obviously there's some people who have been passionate about politics all along, but a majority of us who are educated and hardworking people haven't given politics really the time of day. I think a lot of us have just felt like, whatever, like it almost doesn't even affect me anyway. It's like they're going to do whatever they do regardless of who's president. And it doesn't matter if they're Democrat, it doesn't matter if they're Republican. It's like it's out of my hands. I have no say. I have no control. Even though I vote, a lot of people feel powerless with their vote. And now it seems like people are paying a lot more attention and feeling like, I don't want to give my power away to this external force anymore. And maybe we needed something so drastic to happen before people would actually just step up and feel like, I want to create a world I want to live in. I don't want to just sit back and watch it unfold.
Yeah. I wanted to share a story that that I ended up sharing in the class that I was teaching this morning, and I actually hadn't even thought about this, that it was in my slides that I'd be showing about death and dying, and that it would be so relevant for today. But if that sounds like a good time to you, Gia, I want to tell this little story. I grew up in the state of Wyoming, where most of Yellowstone National Park is located, and we went there every single summer camping. So that's a place near and dear to my heart. And so back in 1988, there was a massive forest fire in Yellowstone that destroyed millions of acres of forest in this beautiful, pristine park. So gorgeous, you know, full of wildlife and just natural wonders all in one park. This forest fire just burned through a few months in the summer and just ravaged the entire park. And I have slides of that fire in my presentation that I gave today, and I had kind of forgotten that, but I was talking about the cycle of life and death and how birth and death are both part of life and both essential, that you can't have life without death. You can't have birth without death, that everything in the natural world dies and helps feed new life and new growth. So these slides came up of this forest fire in Yellowstone, and the first one shows the flames just raging in the trees and burning the trees. The second slide was the aftermath, when everything for acres, for miles and miles, was covered with a thick layer of ash from all the trees that had burned, with black charred sticks sticking up out of them, just sticks with no branches, nothing sticking up. And it was very surreal looking, like another planet almost, to see what had been this incredible forest now reduced to just these charred sticks that were sticking up out of the ground, almost like toothpicks. But a few years later, there are photos from that very same area. Oh, actually, first, let me tell you this. What we discovered is that the lodgepole pine trees in that forest, which are the trees that burned, have pine cones on them that normally they have closed flanges, you know, the little flaps, the little triangular shaped flaps on the pine cones, they're closed tightly. And underneath each one, each flange, is a seed that could grow a new tree. However, those seeds do not get out as long as the cones remain closed. The only thing that can open the cone is the heat of a forest fire. And so there were pictures of all these pine cones on the ground that had popped open. All their flanges had popped open, and the seeds had been released after the fire. And then the next photo is of little tiny seedlings, little shoots coming up out of the ground through the ash and the embers of brand new trees that were just starting to grow. And a few years later, those trees were like 6 or 8 inches tall. And another thing that happened at that point is that this beautiful flower called fireweed began growing everywhere, all across the surface in all these burned areas, because the fireweed needs a lot of sunlight in order to grow. When the forest was fully grown, this old growth forest, there was such a thick canopy over the top that no sunlight could get down to the bottom. So no fireweed had grown there for decades, because there wasn't enough sunlight. When the trees were burned, the sun came in and the fireweed bloomed. And fireweed is this beautiful, like, fuchsia purple sort of blossom. It's gorgeous. So here were all these acres of hillsides now that were purple and pink with the fireweed growing there that used to be green with the forest, but it was a brand new kind of beauty, something new that hadn't been seen there for many, many years. So the fireweed was one thing, the brand new trees coming up, and now all these years later, those trees are getting bigger and bigger, and we're seeing a super healthy, beautiful forest that's rising up again in the aftermath of that fire. So, you know, what I found myself saying to the students today was, even if this place gets burned down, even if the government that's in power right now burns everything down, we have the seeds to plant the new growth that's going to come. And that's what we have to remember. We hold the seeds, and we can create new life and new birth. We just have to let go of those seeds and plant them everywhere in the aftermath. And I think that should give us all hope.
Yeah, I love that story, and it's just such a good reminder that we have to be willing to change. We have to be willing to go through heartbreak and to go through destruction, because it's really the only way to positive change and evolution. Just as the only way to have life is to also have death, there has to be that balance. So it's a disappointing reminder, but it's real, and maybe, you know, I think Trump really does represent the darkness for a lot of us higher consciousness people. And I just want to remind everyone that we don't have to fear the darkness. It's actually beautiful that the darkness is rising up to become known, because the more we know and love and heal that darkness, the more we're expanding into higher levels of consciousness. And I guess when I was thinking last night about this, I really have a strong faith in God and in my higher power in the universe. And I went for a walk last night just to be alone with my music and, you know, look at the moon and the stars. And I just found myself asking, like, how is this in the highest good of our expansion? How could this possibly be what we need right now? It didn't make any logical sense to me, but I guess the answer that came to me was that many times things are not what they seem. We just can't see the whole picture around how this is going to transform us, how this is going to be a blessing. And the fact that things are tricky, they're supposed to be tricky, because if we knew everything that was coming, if we understood it all, there would be no point to us coming into this life to discover the mystery of all. So it's normal that we get surprised by these things, and that sometimes things don't make sense, but they are not what they seem. This may seem like the darkest occurrence. This may seem like the end of the world, but in fact, I think we have to keep trusting and keep having faith that we are still being guided. This is still a part of the highest good of all. And when we surrender to that, that inner knowing that this actually is for the highest good of all, then we start to be open and creative with how solutions come about and how we work through it together, because we're not still holding on to the anger and the disappointment and the fear of why we couldn't control the outcome for it to be the way we thought it should be. So if we can all just surrender and have more faith that this very strange outcome in 2016 is actually going to benefit and bless us with perhaps destruction at first, but growth in the end, maybe this is the fastest and most powerful way to transformation and to the evolution of all of our consciousness here on Earth.
That's really beautiful, Gia. And I was thinking back to, you know, when we started this podcast, It's Just Life, one of our realizations is that we are all here on planet Earth in Earth school. We're here to learn certain lessons. And part of what we're here to learn is how to navigate the ups and downs, the challenges, the difficult times, the disappointments, the fires, the destruction, the confusion of life. Wow, we have a fantastic curriculum laid out for us for the next 4 years that we can work on over and over again and try to figure out, okay, how can I best navigate this and learn as much as I possibly can from what's happening in my country right now?
Absolutely. I'm just excited to see everybody putting so much heart into their lives. It's like, everyone sort of was shocked and remembered, like, hey, wait a minute. I really care about you guys. I really care about us. And I might have been complacent before, but now I want to care. I want to show you that I care. And I've seen a lot of people just say, hey, you know what? We can't fight this hate with hate. We can't fight darkness with darkness. Let's bring the light. Let's bring the love. And I've been pleasantly surprised to see how many people I know have been on board with that.
Yeah, that's awesome, because, you know, every person out there who did vote for Trump, whether or not they have hatred in their hearts, they had their own reasons. And there are people like us who hurt and are suffering and are wherever they are in their spiritual journeys. And so the more we can just have compassion and say, hey, you did what felt right to you, and I have to honor you for that. You have the freedom to do that and to vote in whatever way feels right to you, and I honor that for you. And I'm not going to take that away from you or say it was wrong. I'm just going to try to hold you in compassion and in love while we all figure out how are we going to negotiate the changes that take place.
I mean, I feel like that's assuming that we can trust that our system was honest. If you know what I mean, like if our system really was fair and just, then yes, I honor the people who voted the way they felt they needed to. Maybe our system isn't fair. Maybe it's not right. But that's still a part of the darkness we're working to heal. So we still need to be present with it.
Yeah, I think there's probably still more dark secrets that will come to the surface that need to be revealed. And so I think stay tuned. We're going to be on this journey for quite a while as we try to figure it out.
Yeah, just keep loving each other and stay open, please, to the solutions that are on the way. We are guided, we are loved, and we are not forgotten. Everything's going to work out just beautifully and maybe better than you could imagine if you just let go and trust.
Yeah. And don't descend into fear and hatred. Rise above with love always. Always love. And that's what we're feeling for all of you out there listening to us today. Wherever you are, whatever your circumstances are, we're surrounding all of us with as much love as possible.
Absolutely. We will stay tuned for the next podcast. Maybe we'll have an update for you on how life seems to be unfolding.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what's in store next? What a ride we're on, huh?
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's an honor to be chatting with and for you. Write us a comment if you have anything you want to add to our conversation today.
Yeah, take care of each other out there. Stay tuned. It's great chatting with you. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to It's Just Life podcast. Be sure to tune in to our weekly episodes, share them with your friends, and leave us a comment. Until next time, remember, it's just life.